Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart rate...
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
And cooling halftime show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mount Holmes girls trailing Valonia 29-21. Normally we would talk to Josh Fulcher at this time, but the boys had to go ahead and leave, clear out because of the COVID-19 issue. So we actually brought the A-squad in tonight. Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. Good evening, Mitch.
Yeah, good evening. I'm a lot better than Fulcher anyway.
I hope he's not listening online. Hey, real quickly, one thing I did want to ask you was you've actually got some family ties in this game on the Valonia side of the ball.
Yeah, I got my sister's daughter plays, Lainey.
Yes.
And, you know, I hated going back into this conference for this reason.
Uh-huh.
You know, 2 years ago we was in that blended stuff, and so my oldest, Peyton, had to compete against her. So it's kind of a no-win situation in the family. Even though I want to kick their tail, I got a mom sitting there, don't know who to cheer for.
Had the same thing last year in the state tournament, too.
Yeah, and then when we get into the, you know, the next couple years, my oldest daughter's coming up, and then
she's got
another daughter coming. It's very same thing.
Oh, so, man. The kind of a catch-22. Let's real quickly talk about some of the other sports Mountain Home has going on this winter. I'll tell you what, I've really been impressed with the way the wrestling team has performed, especially on the girls' side this year.
Yeah, I can tell you, you know, over the last – well, Travis Alexander is the reason why we have a wrestling team. He's been that figure that's been there since day one. And now you throw in David Martin and Bobby Bevel and Scott Callies and everybody else that helps with that.
Yep.
Our numbers have just skyrocketed.
They have.
And that goes a lot into those coaches, because not only are they out there doing a good job and they're having success, but they're also pushing their sport and getting people, kids involved. And, you know, last year when they changed and said, okay, we're going to have a state girls wrestling championship.
Yep.
We didn't know what to expect. We know, we was thinking, okay, our 2 or 3 girls or 1 or 2 is going to turn to 5 or 6. Well, that's exploded. And so, I don't know, I'm excited for them. I'm excited for our program, our school.
Yeah.
And we look for big things. You know, we think we could do very well at state competition. And so, and we're hosting conference this year.
Oh, is that right?
We are. So that, it's going to be a Friday, Saturday. I don't have my calendar here, but once we host it, we hope we have good crowds come out and support them.
Got to feel pretty good about the same way about the swimming program. Seems like if they're not winning a meet, they're coming close.
Yeah, tonight they're at Siloam Springs. I haven't heard the results. I looked at my email. Coach Normandy usually emails me that pretty quick. But, you know, our girls won state last year. Mm-hmm. Our boys and girls have both been doing exceptionally well this year. So, you know, we have high hopes for them once we get state competition as well.
How's bowling looking?
Bowling, that's where we've kind of taken a hit. You know, we got solid bowlers, but we've had to deal with some COVID issues that's made us actually lose our last 2 matches. So we're ready to get everything, get everybody back, and get rolling in that as well.
You know, it won't be too much longer, but we'll be talking about spring sports. You know, Benia's already sent out the baseball schedule, so you got to be looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, you know, every spring sport we've got, both soccer teams, girls and boys, our baseball, our softball team, our track, they're all have started practicing. So,
yep.
A little chilly right now, but they're going out there every day, and there's not much you can do if you want to get some work done. You got to get out there, and they're doing it. So, you know, the one thing I could put out there, you know, last year we did bid for the baseball and softball, and we got it. Of course, unfortunately, the season was stopped. So we're still looking at possibly putting a bid in on something or getting, you know, one of those tournaments. And once we do that, if we get it, I'll get out there. The reason I say that is we need the community's help if we do get one. But hopefully we get, you know, baseball or softball or one of those. And we'll, and I know our community's great. They've always helped us out.
Absolutely. I know we're always looking forward to big things every year from the athletic program. Mitch, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, no problem, Matt.
That was Matt's home athletic director, Mitch Husky. We're going to take another break, come back, and check our numbers in a moment. Our score, Valonia leading Mountain Home 29-21. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/.
Welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show as Mountain Home trails Valonia in this girls' matchup, 29-21. Aston Yates leading the way for Mountain Home with 8 points, 7 for Kate Gilbert, 4 for Lauren Waymire, and 2 for Emma Wilbur. Valonia with 6 points so far from Kenzie Floyd, 5 for Lainey White, 4 each for Clara Grace Prater and Ashley Cash, 3 each for Lauren Patterson and Madeline Tipton, and 2 each for Lainey Mears and Brandy Rutten. This game's had 2 ties and 5 lead changes. Mountain Home with 6 rebounds compared to 4 for Valonia. Valonia doing a better job taking care of the ball. They've committed 6 turnovers and Mountain Home's committed 12. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a 30-second break, come back and get this second half started in just a moment. Our score, Valonia leading Mountain Home 29-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.